We pray, Lord, for all that you have ahead for us. And Lord, help us to hear your voice and be obedient to your call. Amen. Where on earth has the time gone? Second APCM in post, nearly 2 years of being here. Gosh, and what a ride it's been. It's been an incredible ride for us as a family, and for me, sort of as I've come to be a part of this church family. I was reflecting this year, sort of thinking, what do I say, and where are we, where we're at? And it struck me just how apt it was that our APCM this year is taking place during Lent. Because Lent is a season where we call to mind how Jesus was prepared for his ultimate act of mission at the cross. And as part of that, we are reminded deeply, aren't we, of how we are prepared for mission in the world today by our own relationship with God. That's why we engage in spiritual disciplines and all of those things that go along with Lent to help us to grow so that we're grown to be sent out. And similarly, as a church, I suppose one way of thinking about where we are is that we too are in a season of being renewed and prepared for mission by God. It's something not that we're just about to do, but that God's been doing right the way through the last year, if not longer. Because one of the key themes for me over this last 12 months has been a renewed focus on local mission. Now, the great thing, of course, is that this wasn't sort of some innovation that came in with the new rector. This was something that God placed on all of your hearts way before I arrived. It was one of the clearest things from the parish profile you put together when you were recruiting, that you felt that what you'd heard God say was a commitment to being based, our mission activities based here in Hanwell, in our local parish. And this last year and a bit, we've been renewing our heart for what that means to be a parish church, to reach out and serve Hanwell first and foremost. Now, obviously, it's not that we weren't doing stuff locally already. Of course we are, and still were, in fact. So Noah's Ark, Night Shelter, Food Bank, Open Afternoons, the support of the Women's Refuge, our big outreach services at Christmas, and much, much more, all of which we've continued to do. And they're all fantastic pieces of our ministry and mission here at St. Mary's, and I'm incredibly grateful to everybody who's involved in those things, who keeps them going week in, week out, year in, year out, as some of them are. But our sense is that we are being called to see afresh everything that we do here as church in terms of mission to our local area. Now, the autumn term last year was a really clear example of that, how God took what was a fairly familiar lineup of events and services, etc., that we were all quite familiar with, but helped us to completely rethink that and see how all of that, every single bit of it, was outreach. We had a very simple invitation. You probably got sick of me saying it week in, week out, from September to Christmas. But our encouragement remains the same. It is always, when we are doing things, it's to come along, first and foremost. Come and be a part of whatever that event or service is. The second is to get involved, to volunteer, to serve on a team as part of something. And thirdly, that invite, whichever the other two you're doing, is to invite somebody else along. And you know what? That was something that, as a church family, we seem to rise amazingly too. You know, we saw higher level, you know, huge levels of volunteering across all of that autumn stuff, and lots more people coming to events too. We saw our first autumn fair as part of our sort of rethought harvest celebration weekend. And moving that fair from Christmas meant that not only could we have more people involved, but more importantly, it gave us a chance to rethink an event and to go, how can we make this the best possible event for our local community to come to? How can we make this a really good advert for who God's people at St. Mary's are through the event that we put on? And you know what? It worked really well. We had more volunteers, we had more local people coming in, and we had more money raised to invest back into local mission. Now, one of the primary beneficiaries of all that hard work was it enabled us to put a shower room into the hall. And if you want an example of God speaking to us and us being obedient and something come into being, there you go. That's one very discreet piece of that. In fact, it was almost frightening how fast we moved from vision to reality. But that was God's call. That was God getting it on our hearts to do and us following through what he'd asked us to. I know from having spoken to so many of the team that our guests were greatly blessed by being able to have a hot shower. It's not something that's available to them at every stop on the night shelter. And we forget how much dignity that can restore to a person. You know, we have the luxury, most of us, of being able to have a wash with hot water, shower, a bath every single day. And it's a hugely important thing. But we were blessed to it by it too. I believe we were blessed in our obedience to God's call to refocus on our local community in mission. And Dave, where are you? If you haven't already, if you've not seen the shower, Dave deserves such a huge thanks because he worked like nobody's business to bring that our vision into reality. Dave put in some incredibly long hours so that it was ready, not for the second week, but for the first week. So Dave, thank you so much. Yeah, definitely. Christmas. Christmas is a huge opportunity for us where we can say to our local community, come on in, come and join the celebrations. And boy, did they tip up in number this year. I mean, you look at, as we did as PCC, we looked at the numbers across all of those Christmas events, and they were up on every single service. Choir, we did such a fantastic job of lessons and carols, a really memorable service. Then we had two Chris Dingle services, which allowed us to have room to grow and allow people to enjoy the services in greater comfort. Not a single person had to stand at the back and kind of watch from a distance or squeezed in a corner. And person after person who came to those services said on their way out, oh gosh, thank you so much for moving to two services. It just made it that bit more comfortable and that little bit more enjoyable. One very long-standing member of our congregation who will remain nameless, Colin, for the service this morning, having served at both of those Chris Dingles, was heard to say, so we'll need three then next year, right? One step at a time. But you know what? I have to admire the enthusiasm. You cannot deny that. And if you were there, it was a really special afternoon. We had a fabulous panto care of the players. And that was a great piece of mission, that blessed local uniformed organisations who came, the families from the Women's Refuge, and it blessed us as something that was fun and fun to participate in. So our thanks to them. So many people have said how nice it felt that was felt like a real part of church this year as well. Along with this, we've had to step out in faith quite a bit this last 12 months. We've done some new or kind of slightly rejigged initiatives that there were no guarantees for, that may or may not have worked. So the Autumn Fair and the Big Hog Roast we did the next day, the two Chris Dingles, there was never 100% certainty that those would be definitely work and be a huge success. And it was important that we stepped out. And as we stepped out and went, you know what, Lord, we're going to have a go, God really honoured that. And that's just a wonderful thing to remind ourselves of. And I guess the challenge as we go forwards is not to lose sight of the fact that that's what God does when we step out in faith, to not allow ourselves to get too comfortable and complacent with going, well, this is just how we do things. To keep asking ourselves, where do we need to make that room to grow? In January, some of you remember that very moving service where that whole Epiphany season just reminded us how we were called to mission this year. And we had a service where we anointed pretty much almost everyone in church with oil for this year of mission as we launched Make Lunch. And do you know what? In just over a week's time, that vision takes its very first step to being reality as we host our first lunch club on the 15th of April. And it's simply, again, a story of people responding to the Holy Spirit, to God's leading, his call to serve and to address need in our own local area. A call that started with just one person who shared that vision, was brave enough to share that vision. And then it spread. And the more we heard about it, the more we talked about it, the more God said, get on with it, folks. Go for it. And I'm so excited for next week to see that it's our obedience, it's God's call, and it's us saying, we're going to do what you've asked of us, Lord. Another key theme, really, this year has been growth. And I mean that in every sense. I always think of growth in church is helpful to think of in terms of being a tree. You need deep roots and big branches, and you don't want one or the other. If you have lots of fruit and lots of branches but no roots, your tree falls over. And so it's important that we've been growing it in kind of both of those directions, deeper in our relationship with God, but also fruitfully in seeing some of the fruit of that relationship. So last summer, we ran Alpha for the first time in many years, and we had 13 guests who all came because they wanted to grow, to explore their relationship with Jesus. And a group from that course have continued to meet ever since. We spent a really enjoyable autumn term together doing the prayer course, and we're currently meeting as a Lent group, and my hope and prayer is that that will continue on over the rest of the year ahead. I think discipleship will be an emerging theme for us, about how are we all growing deeper roots in our relationship with God. And we're already starting to do things about it. So Lent, so many of you have been reading Jane Williams' book, The Merciful Humility of God, and getting together in groups to discuss it. We think there's somewhere around about 40 people involved in groups alone, and that's not counting anybody who might be reading it under their own steam, so to speak. And stories are starting to emerge from those who are meeting together about how people are meeting with Jesus through it as they get to discuss and think of God. And they're starting to grow in their relationship. One person I spoke to had been doing the Beloved Challenge to wake every morning and start their day by being reminded that they were a loved child of God. And this person shared that what a difference it had made each and every day as they re-centered themselves. And if you've been part of those groups, you will be aware of lots and lots of other ways in which God is speaking to us through them. But it's not just our own relationships and our discipleship. There's lots of other areas of growth. Our regular giving has grown this last year. And I want to say thank you to every one of you who is part of giving regularly to church. Because absolutely everything we're called to do, every bit of mission we're called to as God's people, is funded by us. There's no external funding in the Church of England. Everything we do, we pay to do. And the challenge for the year ahead will be to continue to grow our finances. It's a very simple equation. The more money we get in, the more we can invest in doing God's business in Hanwell. And I just want to say thank you to Yvonne, who's been the most fabulous treasurer, and John, who's been doing all our gift aid stuff, as they have stewarded and kind of guided our finances. So thank you, both of you. But it's not just our finances that have grown, our numbers. We've grown numerically. And I believe that's a sign of a healthy church, a sign of a healthy living being, is growth. Our average weekly attendance on a Sunday has grown by 4% on the previous year. We have an average of 40 children in our junior church each week, and an insanely huge list of children that are registered for our groups. They make up about a third of everyone who worships at St. Mary's on a Sunday morning. And you don't need me to tell you that if you look around at other churches in the rest of the Church of England in our country, that is a unique thing. To have so many children and young people under our roof is such an enormous blessing to us. So that's grown. Our family service, our family service in the last year has grown by 10% on average. And that's as we've invested more into the music, the teaching, and the format of that service. More people have been drawn to it. In fact, if you look at the statistics, more people on average come to that service than our regular 9:30 service. It's only by a little tiny bit, but that's the first time that has been the case. And this all sits in a much wider context of growth, of a picture over the last 5 years, we've grown by 6.5% on our average Sunday attendance. I don't want us to get hung up on numerical growth as our only goal. But we do have to remember that our mission is primarily about bringing people into a living, loving relationship with Jesus Christ. So rightly, we should want to see numbers rise as a result of doing mission. It's the logical outcome of it. So it's important that we kind of hold on to that and that we're just not afraid of talking about it and actively planning to encourage more people to be a part of this family. One other, I suppose, third key theme for me has been a sense last year that we had of repotting. How many gardeners have we got in this morning? There we go, lots of keenish gardeners. I'm semi-keen, the reluctant gardener I am. But we know from gardening that if you want your plant to grow nice and healthy, if you've got a potted plant, that will be determined by the size of the pot. That it'll get to a point where there's just no more room for the roots to grow. And at that point, the plant will struggle to thrive and get bigger. And we had a picture in a prayer meeting, must be just over a year and a bit ago, of this God calling us to repot some of our structures here at St. Mary's. And that really chimed in with some of the thinking and praying I'd been doing at the time. And so we've spent a lot of time doing that, and it's probably, hopefully, gone largely unnoticed in many ways, because it's a lot of behind-the-scenes things, unseen, kind of often tiring, it has to be said, but work of putting in place systems and structures that are going to sustain the growth we've already seen, but also what we do. We've had a huge amount of effort that's needed to go into the hall in the last year, following Paul Davis leaving as hall manager. We've had to put in place a new management system. We've had to overhaul all of our paperwork and procedures, and lots of investment of time and money just into the basic maintenance of the place. And Derek and a team of volunteers who have just sort of been amazing in the time and skill they have given to doing some, getting our hall back up to the basics level. And I'm just so grateful that they've been able to do that. Our administrators have played a key role in that. First Sam and now Charlie have been really key to that time of transition. And we've still got room to grow and work in it. But I sense that we're kind of approaching a time now where we're going to be able to move more into not just keeping up with the maintenance, but a proactive refurbishment and proactive change within the hall, as we want to refit it so that it's fit for the mission that we're called to do, serving our community through that building. There's lots of other bits of repotting, and again, apologies if it doesn't sound particularly exciting, but we introduced a new budgeting system, and you know, Yvonne and I know how much time that took. And you know, this year we've got, you know, last year we put in place a new reserves policy, and this year budget holders to assist us in managing our money. It's all the nuts and bolts stuff, but it helps us kind of function better behind the scenes. The Autumn Fair and Chris Dingles, that's an example of events that we repotted to sustain growth. And our new website launched after 10 months of behind-the-scenes work to get it ready, as we worked on and off on it. And we've only just, if you had an email from me with your APCM docs in it this week, then you've just begun to see the fruit of what we can do with the administrative tools that it's going to bless us with as well. I hope that there's going to be a regular update email from me so that you feel like you know exactly what's going on at St. Mary's and that what is coming up on the horizon. It's all unglamorous stuff, but it's necessary to sustain us going and growing. And I suppose inevitably this year has also seen some things come to an end of sorts. We are, after all, in the death and resurrection game, as Easter is going to remind us quite clearly. And as the Archdeacon likes to tell me on every occasion that I meet him, that when we are in the death and resurrection game, we shouldn't be surprised when things come to an end. That is a normal part of church life, because death comes before resurrection. So there are a few things that have kind of come to an end of sorts. So in December, our messy church team and I took a very difficult decision to take a break after over 6 years of faithfully them serving month in, month out, running messy church. And we've yet to fully determine what the Holy Spirit is saying to us through this, but we were very clear that the Holy Spirit was saying, stop and pause. And in the weeks and months ahead, we need to get back on that wagon of discerning what next, of how and what from that will remain, and what is God saying exactly to us through it, and kind of get some clarity. In January, the PCC took the decision that the time had come to bring an end to our support of the orphanages in Zimbabwe, one of our mission partners. And we've now begun a process to find new mission partners, people who we are going to support financially as a church going forward out of our regular giving. And that, we've got a little team. It's very exciting. We've started work as a PCC on looking at some criteria of what is it that we're looking for in an organisation to partner with. And our hope is that probably during the summer term, we're going to get to involve all of you in putting forwards people that the PCC can consider as new mission partners going forwards. And I hope that'll be something that some of you will be excited by. Sustaining our youth ministry, again, has been a challenge this year. And we, I'm very thankful to the team who've been doing a sterling job in tricky circumstances. And we are still in need of people to join that team, to share the load of leading in that area. Because we want to provide not just our children, but our young people with a weekly place to meet and learn and grow in their relationship with God. And it might be that you are sat here this morning, and it might be that God is putting that upon your heart, that that might be something you want to be involved in. And if it is, come and have a word with me at some point, maybe after the service. You'll be blessed by them. They're a great bunch. So to really sum up, where are we going? Well, I have two really very simple goals, I suppose, for where we're going in the next 12 months. And my apologies, because they're not new, but then God's pretty old. And he's been saying the same thing all through eternity of what we're called to do, that we're called to love God and to love our neighbours. And I believe that's what we are called to refocus on in the year ahead, is our own transformation by God. Us working on our relationships, of putting down those deep, deep roots of growth, discipleship, seeing more people engaging with God, not just on a Sunday, but during the week, and in our workplaces, in the places we find ourselves Monday through Friday. We know that when we grow in that relationship, we are transformed by encountering God's love. When we know that we are beloved children of God, he works in us and reshapes us more and more into the likeness of Jesus. So we will continue to press on with seeking more of that for all of us, to keep responding to what the Holy Spirit has to say to us. And as we are transformed, then we will keep pursuing the call to transform the world with God. And we know that already. We know that God is calling us to reinvest in our local area, in our parish, in our patch, in being Jesus' hands and feet out there. We have a God who, at Easter, we remember not just got his hands dirty, but got his hands bloody for the whole world, to meet it in its place of need and to bring it back to that place of relationship with him. That is what we are called to do right here in Hanwell. And I believe that, you know, we're seeing new things starting in things like Make Lunch, but my sense is that that is just the tip of the iceberg of where God wants us to go in the next 5 to 10 years in our local community. And that, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about where God might lead us. And we need to underpin all of that stuff. If we want to grow and keep growing and sustain what we're already seeing God doing, we will continue to do the spade work. We'll continue to repot, and we'll continue to make sure that we've got enough room and enough structure to support and sustain who we're being called to be. We don't want to be a tree that falls over. We need to be a tree that's got the right roots that gives us beautiful fruit. Amen. So we're going to take just a moment to pray into some of this. So I encourage you, maybe just to close your eyes. You might like to hold your hands out in front of you just as we kind of offer ourselves afresh to God for the next year. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the amazing way in which you are calling and leading us in your, as part of your glorious mission to the world. Well, thank you that it is so exciting to partner with you, to be your hands and feet. I wonder if even now God is starting to lay on people's hearts just those little sort of seeds of ideas of where we might be called next. So Lord, I pray, just as you have spoken to us so clearly this last year, continue to do that. Lord, raise up in us people who will hear your voice and share and be bold enough to do so. We pray, Lord, help us to keep being obedient to your call. We pray as we consider where we go next with mission partners, with Mercy Church, Lord, that you will help us to hear your voice, that we might know the places you are leading us to. We pray too for our young people. We thank you for them, Lord, and we thank you for their leaders. And we pray, Father, place upon the hearts of some of us here that great desire to see young people grow in their relationship with Jesus, that we might have a full team who can love and serve our youth. And we commit ourselves to the year ahead, Lord. Transform each one of us. Help us to grow deep roots in you. And Lord, may we see the fruit that you will bring about through your work in us. Amen.